thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Well, good on you. You've taken the time to subscribe and download your podcast and have some entertainment, ad-free, song-free. You just get the juiciest bits and little bits of extra stuff that you don't get to hear on the radio. I went shopping on Wednesday night, getting the usuals, and I don't think I'll ever be back into Coles in Dapto.
Why? Oh, what happened?
Oh, I made a bit of a fool of myself, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
What did you do?
So I'm strolling through the veggie section, just picking up the things that I needed for dinner, right? And I felt a sneeze coming on. And you know, in COVID times, you've just got to try and hide that sneeze as much as you can, because people just think that you're the biggest disease-carrying person going around.
You're the one.
And also, what does the government encourage everyone to do with their sneeze?
You sneeze into your elbow, don't you?
Sneeze into your elbow, right? So here I am walking through the supermarket, and I'm going to have to redo it for you just so you can get the full sound effect, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I can feel it coming, and I'm like just trying to hold it in, You know when you get to the point of no return with a sneeze? You just can't hold it in. It's coming. It's coming full force. So I've gone to sneeze into my arm. Walking in the supermarket, there's probably 10 other people near me, but I've got my back to them, and I've gone... That's how my sneeze went. It was about five times as loud as that, I reckon.
It's like you just soiled your underpants.
Absolutely. And I was like, what do I do?
You're just like, oop, my bad.
No one's seen it right. But because I'm walking the other direction, they're all behind me. So I'm like, every person in the supermarket thinks I've just farted.
Yep, that's right. You know, I don't know which is worse. Well, I guess you can't catch COVID from a fart, can you?
No, but... The fart's always a funny thing. I mean, like you want to be associated with the fart rather than sneeze. No, if you want to be associated with anything,
this is how much the world has changed. Yeah. You'd prefer someone to think you farted than to sneeze.
That's it. That's reality. That's it. That's what we're dealing with.
Jade, have you ever experienced a wardrobe malfunction?
I think I'm experiencing one now, actually. I think this dress is a bit more see-through than I thought it was at 4 a.m. What about you?
Yesterday, you know, I was in Canberra yesterday.
Yeah.
We were filming
a TV special.
Yeah, well,
for Channel 7.
Incidentally, it's on the Saturday.
This Saturday night?
No, in the afternoon.
All right.
It's a midday
show. Not in prime time.
That's harsh. That is harsh.
So rude.
All right. I had a wardrobe malfunction yesterday. I had to do a shirt change in the middle of the show. I was wearing one shirt.
Were you doing the full Monty?
No, it wasn't a full Monty.
You told me it was Christmas carols.
No, it was straight up Christmas carols, but I felt like I needed to change my outfit to look pretty cool and slick.
Oh, okay, right.
Now, I had cufflinks
in
my shirt. Now, for those people who don't know what cufflinks are, they're a pain in the ass.
That's what they are. It's like a straitjacket that looks good.
In a nutshell, they keep your cuffs really nice and tight together.
Yeah.
Problem is, if you've got an emergency change of a shirt and you've got to get it off really, really fast, the cufflinks can prevent you from getting the shirt off. So I had unbuttoned everything. I was going around the big white bare chest to the world, and I tried to pull off the sleeves. The shirt couldn't do it. So I yanked them forward, and before I knew it, I had been incarcerated by my own shirt. I was like strapped up by this shirt. It was like a straitjacket.
It really was.
And
Clark Kent moment was thwarted by the cufflinks.
and the staff were all there saying, "Come on, you need to be back on the stage." And John Barilara, the deputy premier, was on the stage waiting for me. I had to introduce him.
He's on stage waiting for you to introduce him.
Eventually, I yanked it. I ripped them. It was the only way I could do it. I had to rip them to get off, put on my shirt, raised up. And then in the panic of the moment, I got on stage and I said, "The Honourable Bill." I gave him the triple bubble. Because I was flustered. I was totally flustered. It was a total wardrobe malfunction. People saw parts of my body that they should never, ever see. Really and truly, it was...
That chest is not for viewing.
So no more cufflinks for me, guys. Those days are gone. They should have gone out of fashion a long, long time ago.
Yeah, but they're clearly not practical.
I mean, come on, you must have experienced something like this.
A wardrobe malfunction. Yeah. I remember once I was hosting Kids Wish. Kids Wish, they do a big Christmas party in a ball here in the Illawarra for a local charity. And I was hosting one year and I got a dress that I hired. And I wore the dress and the top was a bit funny. I'm like, this does not fit properly. But clearly this is fashion. I don't know much about it, but clearly this is fashion.
You're like, people can see a lot of my bra, but that's okay.
That's all right. It's fashion.
Don't they say fashion is pain?
Yeah, well, that's it. And so I just wore the dress, and it wasn't until the end of the night that I realised it was on inside out.
Oh.
And that's why it wasn't fitting properly, because the bra gusset was actually on the outside of the dress, not the inside where it should have been. So, look, I only wore that in front of, like, 1,500 people for
that's
a space
right.
of about, you know, 5 hours.
That's
so
all right.
It's just a small wardrobe malfunction.
Don't forget it. There's only a few thousand people that will be watching the show that Damo's doing on the weekend.
Yeah, that's...
See that?
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Everyone has at least one word that they find hard to pronounce. It's like that crutch word that even if you want to say it right, you generally can't. We discovered this week Nigella Lawson's word, a word that she can't say very well. So she was doing a cooking show for BBC.
Nigella?
And she was, yeah, Nigella
like
Lawson.
The one that...
The celebrity chef.
Everybody likes her.
Oh, she's a beautiful woman.
She cooks food sultrily.
Oh, yeah, she...
Oh, gee, I can't even say sultrily. Like, oh,
well,
wow, I've already
caught your word.
Yeah, we found yours. Well, she was doing a cooking show on Eat, Cook, Repeat, and she was cooking up something and then had to put it in the microwave.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
The what? Microwave.
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 That's how she pronounces microwave.
The microwave.
She's added far too many syllables into that word.
It's got enough, Nigella. You don't need to add more.
The microwave. That is ridiculous.
I know, and look, but we're all guilty of... This is not an immense pronunciation of words, but I always say orchid instead of orchard. Oh. And every single time I'm referring to an orchard, I'll say orchid. And my husband's like, it's not an orchid. It's orchard.
It is an orchard. You also put sorry, I shouldn't bring this up, but...
I
hate to point out your flaws, but here we go.
When you say assume...
Assume?
You put a H in.
Assume.
Yeah.
Assume.
You said assume.
You're putting a H in after your S's, mate.
Instead of assume. Is that what I need
assume.
To say?
Assume.
Assume.
You are saying, I assume. You put a pair of shoes on that word.
See, in my head, that doesn't even sound wrong. Assume. Even saying it back, I still feel like it sounds wrong.
It's definitely a shirt.
Wrong.
Definitely a shirt.
Well, you can't talk Irish, boy. You pronounce everything wrong.
Well, no.
Remember that time, Kiki?
Little Kiki.
We even talked about her. Even your kids are aware of the fact when you were saying, was it you were down the beach and you were saying bucket or something?
Well,
like
I said, let's go make some sandcastles. And I said, we'll need some buckets. I mean, that's a standard.
Like, bucket.
She thought it was hilarious. She didn't even know what I was saying. It was scandalous. You know, really and truly scandalous.
I actually got that here for you guys.
You found
book
it.
Book it. It's like he's saying, do you need a book it?
No, I'm saying book it, because that's what it is.
No, when you go to the radio station, you will see it's bucket.
It is
no,
bucket.
You're saying bucket.
No, it's bucket. It's not book it.
Book it. It is a bucket.
It's not.
Never
it's
assume that you're saying it right.
Oh, she's bitter about that. She's bitter about that. I mean, look, I say a lot of things. Okay, I say vitamins, and everybody goes, vitamins, mate. Yeah, that's vitamins. Yeah. I like to go see a film.
A film? No. Oh, do you do a film? And do you say vehicle instead of vehicle?
A vehicle.
Yeah.
Get in your vehicle and read your book.
Oh, before we go see the film, hey, make sure you get some popcorn in the booklet.
But Nigella Lawson, though.
She's really bitter now.
I know, right?
She's actually having a go at me now.
One thing up that she does wrong and she's attacked you for everything.
I just assumed that you would know this about yourself.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Very serious. What is it,
Jade? This is a serious matter that's happening
you?
In our household at the moment.
All right, what is
so
it?
So I want your opinion on it.
All right.
How many pillows do you have on your bed?
Two. One for me, one for Eileen.
You're no help to me. Chris.
Oh, gee, okay.
How many pillows do you have on your bed?
Eight, I think.
Eight. Eight. Well, I have eight pillows too. How many pillows of those do you sleep on?
Two. And I wish I was more like Damien and just had two, because it's bloody annoying having eight pillows on the bed.
Yeah, I know, but you just have two pillows on a bed, it looks bare.
What do you need eight pillows for?
Because you need them so your bed looks good. So if anyone happens to walk past your room and the door's open, they look in, they go, ooh, nice bed setup. I like your pillows.
But no one ever looks into your bedroom, do they? I mean,
But they could one day. But look, okay, my husband's in your camp. We're having a bit of a pillow fight in our household at the moment, and not one of those fun, sexy ones. My husband said to me last
time. Pajama party.
Yeah, very far from it. Last time, my husband's like, oh, I hate these pillows. We've got these three big European pillows. And he said, I hate them. And I'm like, why? What's wrong? What have they ever done to you? And he goes, nothing. That's the point. I've got to take them off the bed every night when I go to sleep. And every morning, because you're not here, I've got to make the bed. I've got to put them back on. I'm like, stop whinging.
I'm with him.
Yeah. I said, look, it's only like 2 minutes out of your day. And he looked at me, thought for a little bit, and he goes, that is 12 hours a year. He said, 12 hours a year out of my life, putting pillows on and off the bed.
He did the math. You know what?
He's dedicated to get rid of those pillows.
He's a cool dude, I got to say. Yeah. That is awesome that he did that. So 12 hours you're wasting of his precious time.
Yeah, that's what he goes. So do you think a 12-hour day, like a 12-hour shift, I'm just moving pillows on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. And I said, stop complaining, otherwise said pillow will be your new bed. Let's take him over that way.
Oh, gee. Oh, wow. Wow, he just got kicked out of bed for making the bed.
It's a harsh life, but somebody has to live it. This poor husband.
Raw deal. Poor old Milko.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, I've had a moment of realization.
What's that? An epiphany.
That's a lovely word. Yeah, an epiphany. I've realized that I have become a weatherman. In the Leith household, I mean, I don't know if you have experienced this at all. Maybe this is just in the Leith household.
Yeah.
I mean, you can correct me, but when Isla and I first started dating, you know, at nighttime, we would talk about all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
Now at nighttime, I think just before going to bed, Eileen will routinely say, what's the weather tomorrow? What is the weather tomorrow?
You know the conversation's drying up when you're talking about the weather.
What's the weather tomorrow? Every single night I'm like, I can pull out my phone. I start looking. I'm like, you could look this up. When did it change? It was a weird thing because I realized that. And then I was listening to a comedian and he started talking about it, saying that he had become a weatherman as well in his relationship. Is this a thing that happens?
Oh, I think it is. I can hear my husband nodding from Jamboree and saying, it is. Like, I'll do the same thing every night because I like to get my clothes ready the night before because we get up so early. And every night I'll look at my hubby and I'll say, Milko, what's the weather tomorrow? And he'll give me that look. That look that you just gave me then.
Like we know. Like we know off the top of our head.
Like we are oracles. Wait a minute, let me lick my finger here and touch the air. Yeah, I think we could expect rain tomorrow.
You're a human barometer. Well, that's right. I think what kind of rubs salt in the wound a little more for my husband is I ask him, oh, sweetie, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? He looks at me and then says, hey, Google, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
Yes.
And then Google answers for him and he looks back at me and he said, you could have done that yourself.
Too right. That's it. The only thing I will say is I've realized that now that I'm the weatherman, if there's something the next day, say... got to mow the lawn, and those rare occasions I've got to mow the lawn, and
yeah.
You know, Eileen will ask me what the weather is, and if I don't feel like doing it the next day, I'll go, oh, a lot of rain tomorrow. I think we should all sleep in tomorrow. I think that's it. Call it a day.
We are live from Club Windang today. It's been fantastic, man. We've just actually had some breakfast served up to us.
The food was amazing. Can we do this every day?
Yeah, how come we can't get this every single day?
Well, I think we can. Oh, we'll sweet talk, Joe. Maybe every Friday we can come down here and soak up the view, enjoy their new deck here, the great outdoor area they have. It's definitely going to be pumping over summer.
So yeah.
There's a few things now that we've got to ask the management. We want breakfast every day.
Even just every Friday.
We want a turkey and we want a ham for Christmas. And also... a big alcohol supply.
Wow.
All right. Just set up a bar fridge in the studio would be nice, wouldn't it?
Sounds great to me.
That's great. Yeah, beautiful.
Perfect Christmas.
And if
right
they
there.
Say no, you could just say to them, don't you know who I am?
Oh, that never works.
Really?
Just put it on your
Daniel Leaf CD. You've got plenty in your bag.
That never works.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Well, we have taken the Wave FM rooftop on the road today. We're at Club Wingdang and we are enjoying life outdoors. We've even brought the life outdoors setting, the Weber barbecue. We're going to get that fired up real soon. The nice outdoor setting, and this is something that you can win all thanks to our friends at Life Outdoors. You just need to comment on any of our Wave FM rooftop session videos. We put them up every week. This week, we've got a little special Christmified. I don't even know if that's a word, but it is now. It is a word. Damo said it's a word, so it's a word. Damien's going to be singing a couple of Christmas carols for you today, so enjoy.
All right, here we go. But the fire is so delightful. And since we got no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, so I got me some corn for popping. So turn the lights down real low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, oh, 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 if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be. Let's do this, you ready? Here we go. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sakes. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better be good, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. In town, Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Merry Christmas.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.